I saw this on the internet. Illinois Tool Works. They're based in Glenview. This is one giant company. They've got something like 750 or 800 different individual business units. Imagine that. 800 businesses within a single company doing a whole host of unrelated diversified things. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Illinois Tool Works said it's going to spend the next 5 years consolidating itself. Fewer units generating greater profits. There will be positions eliminated. Obviously, the cost of salary is a huge bottom line consideration for any corporate leader, and they continually are looking for ways to reduce that cost. So executive positions will be eliminated. And that is good news for outplacement companies that specialize in helping most typically white-collar workers, usually the senior executives, move from one company to another, hopefully with a minimal period of unemployment in between. Scott Sargis is the president of a company that he founded a number of years ago. It's called Strategic Search Corporation. It's an executive recruiting business. We talk to him from time to time about, well, executive search and recruitment. And Scott, you've been thinking about outplacement and wondering if there is a better way. Explain, how is it done now, typically?
Typically, companies offer outplacement to the highest level executives, vice presidents and C-level people. Unfortunately, they don't offer it to the masses. So
the majority of the people who need it aren't getting it.
Correct.
And outplacement means you have an office you can go to, a phone, internet, fax and printing services. And it's like an office that you use not for your old job, but for getting a new job.
Exactly.
And training, too. They offer training.
Right. And one other caveat is it tends to be very consultant oriented, meaning you can get a good outplacement consultant one place. And maybe there's a lot of variation with the next. What I'm trying to do is develop a new model.
Well, I don't want to get into a free commercial here, but let me talk a little bit more about the old model that exists right now that most people know. Is there demand, Scott, for more than the senior executives? Why would a company care about giving, say, middle management or even upper middle management people opportunities that typically they give to the senior management?
Two words, Bill. Goodwill. With all the proliferation of social media like Twitter and sites like Glassdoor.com, your good reputation can be poisoned by laying people off. Some of your disgruntled employees can say bad things about you. And one of the things my 25 years of recruiting has taught me, Bill, is everything's cyclical. You're laying people off now, but in 12 to 18 months, when you're looking to hire again, you're going to run into trouble.
But do those people expect that kind of outplacement service? If it's not typically done in industry today, why would they hold that against their employer if they lose their job and don't get outplacement?
Well, it's like anything else. A lot of employers don't handle laying people off the right way. They just lay them off to save money. And a lot of these people are disgruntled. And with the proliferation of social media, it's easier for disgruntled
employees.
It's
employer. Amazing now. It does matter because on the exit side, that is when you're leaving a company, people can feel embittered. And like that Glassdoor.com, I poked around there and they've got people who've had some connection to a company that they've lost their job. They're talking openly about the experiences. And not just a formal site like that, but Twitter and Facebook. And I know that some companies, I think Comcast does this. They have people they pay precisely full-time employees to do nothing but monitor social media sites to see when they're mentioned. And if there's a flood of negative publicity that's out there, they want to put a stop to that.
Right. And like one of your last guests mentioned about LinkedIn being a very powerful tool, if you have a bad reputation, no matter what tools you're using, you're going to have a difficult time attracting talent when you're ready to do so. And once again, everything's cyclical. Now a company might be laying off like ITW, but when they're looking for top-notch talent in 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, no matter what the job is, senior executive on down, doesn't right. have to be only for, I mean, they want top-notch talent even for entry-level jobs.
Correct. And one of your last guests mentioned one of my pet peeves, which is networking. People network. They mention bad things that happen to them with companies. And if you don't treat your employees properly, what's going to happen, Bill? They're going to talk, right? And that's going to make it difficult for them, for you in the future as an employer to attract talent.
Yeah. Well, this new age, though, of social media really has been difficult for companies. In fact, there are professional services out there that can sort of mechanically go into Google searches and put stuff out on the internet so that it suppresses all the negative stuff that otherwise would tend to rise to the top. I mean, companies are paying smaller firms tons of money just to sort of manipulate the search environment out there.
That's exactly right. And as you know, Bill, I run the largest SEO group in the Chicago area, Search Engine Optimization, which is all about getting good information on your company or your person out there on the internet. So you're exactly right.
All right. So how does this model work? I mean, I don't want to give you free publicity, but you have a very interesting idea that is very different. And it does seem to be a cost-effective way for companies to spread out the typical services that otherwise would only go to the senior executives for outplacement.
Correct. Well, my new world-to-work model benefits both job seekers and employers. For job seekers, we have four key components: core training, resume development, presentational skills, and online research, including harnessing the power of job boards like Monster and Career Builder. Everything you'll need to land your next job. And for employers, there's three major benefits versus traditional outplacement: substantially lower cost, exponentially more goodwill, and scalability through standardization. On cost, we're going to be able to deliver this to you employers at one-tenth the cost of traditional outplacement.
Right.
Which, that's right, 10%.
So has anybody else thought about different ways to do the way that outplacement has been done?
A number of people have tried different things, but nothing has really changed in the last, let's say, 40 to 50 years, Bill. It's the same old model. What I'm trying to do is like what Ray Kroc did many years ago for franchising, is bring standardization to the outplacement, you know, arena. And there's a lot of good people out there in career counseling, either be it with the government, with IDES, or with churches, or with...
What is IDES?
Illinois Department of Employment
Security.
Yeah. There's a lot of good counselors out there, but there's a lot to spread out, and there's a lot of disparity between what they're offering. What I'm trying to do is standardize the whole model. And I've brought in, because I'm a member of ASQ, American Society of Quality, I'm on the cutting edge of continuous improvement, and I've brought in some experts in the field who have looked at this model. They've studied the successful self-help group models like Weight Watchers, and what have they done right over the last decades? So that's what World to Work is all about, offering more for less, and there's four key components to it, everything you'll need to land your next job.
All right. If you're looking for work, if you want to figure out a better way to position yourself to present yourself, you can give us a call and talk to now, Scott, you typically work in high-end technical chemical areas, but you have a pretty good sense of the kinds of things that people need to do to be better at putting themselves forward with recruiters.
In fact, on my site, if you go to strategicsearch.com, take a look at the far left, the 12 commandments of interviewing. That's some of the basis of a core training that we're going to be offering for World to Work.
And your number, no, our number is 312-981-7200. And you've got a, when is this? You have coming up a, this is a free event for people to go to?
Right. We have, we're going to give a trial run of the new World to Work model for both job seekers and employers. So we have a limited number of seats available on just after the new year, January 5th, in the afternoon from 4:30 to about 5:30. And we're going to offer just a kind of an overview of what it's all about. Employers, a limited number of employers can attend as well who are considering a layoff, as well as job seekers. And if you give a call to my office, if you're, you know, one of the first couple callers, we can get you in. 312-944-4000.
All right. But for purposes of right now, if you want to help get some help in a better position yourself to get a job, 312-981-7200. That's Scott Sargis. I'm Bill Mahler, and this is WGN Weekend. Sandra, you're on WGN. Tell us about, I guess it's your boyfriend.
Hi, yes. It's a very timely topic that you're talking about. My boyfriend was with a large graphic design firm in Chicago for about 7 years. He's very talented, got a lot of experience. He was laid off over a year ago, has sent out over 200 resumes to try to get back into graphic design. It just seems that his field, there's something's going on with a shortage of jobs. It's very sad to see somebody who's so talented get laid off and not be able to get his foot in the door anywhere else.
Scott, this is a common frustration. People who in normal circumstances probably could find a job without as much effort as they have to put into it now, and they're still not finding jobs.
Right.
Right.
Hello, Sandra. Thanks for calling in. Did you hear the last? Did you hear the last guest that were on, Kirk and Jeff
Carroll? Were you listening?
No, I did not.
Right. Okay. One of the things they mentioned was that this whole mass resume thing doesn't work. In fact, if you go to my website at strategicsearch.com on the far left, take a look at the 12 commandments of interviewing. My first commandment is resumes don't get you hired. You do. In fact, the best I'm sorry?
Yes, exactly. In my field, which is healthcare, I would never think of sending out 200 resumes. It's the personal connection.
Right. Because networking is the power behind getting a job. And there's two kinds of networking. There's the traditional kind of networking, which is telling everyone you know you're looking for a job. So attending different seminars and events in the graphic arts field. But also the new form of networking, which is harnessing the power of social media like LinkedIn. That's what I recommend. There is no secret to landing a job. It just takes a lot of work. But what I would recommend is networking. That's the power behind landing a job. Meeting people, setting a goal every day to meet several new people. And one of the essence behind that, if you look at my 12 commandments, you'll find is developing a 30-second elevator pitch. What you want to do in that is three things, Sandra. Tell people who you are, what you're looking for, and your two to three greatest strengths. Practice that in a tape recorder till you perfect it, and also share it with everyone you know orally as well as in written form with social media sites. That will help your boyfriend immensely.
Great. Thank you so much for your suggestions. It's very frustrating for him.
Well, you can help him. You got some good info now for him, Sandra. Thank you so much. Hey, Ron, you're on WGN. Tell us about your situation.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got a small company, and my biggest problem is I'm kind of a technological dunderhead, and I don't know how to use LinkedIn to find the right people. Most of the people that I've hired, and we haven't had success, we require a special set of skills. We build machines and stuff like that. But it's kind of we're a small company, and we want to grow fast, and we can't seem to get the right guy that we're looking. We can get half of what we're looking for, but we can't.
The perfect candidate has yet to walk through the door.
Right.
All right, Scott, what might you say?
Ron, thanks for calling. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks.
Ron, take a look at my site at strategicsearch.com. Take a look on the far left, the 12 commandments of recruiting. I am on the cutting edge of recruiting people using social media. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I run the largest SEO group in the Chicago area with over 600 members. That stands for Search Engine Optimization, of which social media is a part. We actually teach seminars on how to best use LinkedIn, et cetera, to attract talent. So if you're interested, feel free to give us a call.
Is a seminar coming up?
No, that's not the seminar coming up. That is a new form of outplacement. This is individual. It's customized to companies. Take a look. Like I said, take a look on our site at the 12 commandments of recruiting. If you like what you see, give me a call at 312-944-4000.
Right, okay. Well, we don't want to give out.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling, Ron.
Thanks for calling, Ron.
All right. I can't keep reminding you, Scott, it's not a free commercial here. We're not here to promote your business.
Sorry.
What are the mistakes that most people make? Is it the fact that they just don't know how to sell themselves? They don't know what to say. They don't know what to write in their profiles that are on LinkedIn, for example?
Are you referring to the job seeker?
Seeker, because this is frustrating for a lot of people. They've spent months in many cases, if not a year or two, banging on doors and getting nobody to pay attention to them.
Well, to restate one of the things that your previous caller, Jeff Carroll, mentioned, is people don't know who they are. You have to decide who you are first. That's an important part. And from there springs everything else. You have to learn how to sell yourself. That's an important part. You have to inventory your skills. What do you have to offer versus your competition? And then one of the biggest mistakes people make is throwing out 200-300 resumes and think they've done some work. That's not the power behind getting a job. The power behind getting a job is networking. That's the most important part of landing a job. And one of the things that I have found, Bill, that's the essence of networking, is developing a 30-second elevator pitch.
When you say networking, does that mean necessarily going to networking events that are expressly for people to intermingle and find out who needs what and then exchange business cards? Is it talking to people you know to proactively tell them to tell others that they know that you're out there looking? What is networking exactly?
Well, Bill, there's two major kinds of networking. One is the traditional part, which is, like you said, telling everyone you know you're looking for a job. That includes friends and family. And the second part is harnessing the power of social media like LinkedIn. And there, that 30-second elevator pitch can help you with both. In the oral form, when you go and meet people, tell them who you are. Once again, there's three parts to your 30-second elevator pitch. Telling people who you are,
what you're looking for,
and your 2 to 3 greatest strengths. And then you use the written form of that when you go and talk to people on LinkedIn.
Ron, you're on WGN. Tell us about your resume issues. Go ahead, Ron.
This is Paul.
Oh, Paul, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? The problem I'm running is my resume shows that I've been a salesman, a trainer, working with the FTC safeguards rules that pertain to the automobile dealership retail end of it. I've done it for 15, 20 years, but my passion is building hot rods, working in the body shop, which I've built 6 hot rods in my life, but that's the path I want to go down. But I cannot reflect it on my resume because I've never worked directly for a paint and body shop supply company or whatever. So how do I get somebody to look at me? Because that's my next career move is to get into that field. Now, I know everything about the automobile industry. I know everything about how a dealership runs. From selling to financing to floor planning and so on. But I like it, but it's not my passion. I'm at a stage in my life now that now it's my turn. I want to do what I want to do.
Paul, let me interrupt you. Thanks for calling. One of the big things, you're a salesman, you mentioned, and as I've preached several times during the show, resumes don't get you hired, you do. What you've mentioned, your passion being building hot rods. Resume's not going to get you hired building hot rods because you have no experience doing that on the job, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me finish. So what I would recommend to you, Paul, is networking. That's the key. Meet people in the hot rod field. Develop a 30-second elevator pitch. Tell them who you are and get to know people in that field. Attend events. Share with them that you're looking. That's going to
join online communities. I bet you on LinkedIn, if not Facebook, there are probably hot rod groups out there. Become an expert. Start helping people solve their problems in this field. You probably already subscribe to a bunch of magazines. Read the heck out of them and become the go-to guy for some aspect in that area of your passion.
And take what Bill said a step further, Paul. Comment on other people's mentions on the internet. If they have a blog, comment on someone's blog. Get known. Have your own blog. That might be an idea. Create your own blog.
That would be a podcast.
It's very inexpensive to develop podcasts. Develop a podcast. Mm-hmm. Develop a blog. Get known. That's the key to search engine optimization.
It takes work, but if it's your passion, it's not work. It's not the unpleasant aspects of work. It's kind of a pleasure to do all that.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you so much for the information. Now I know which direction to go now because I was really stuck. I'm like, how do I get into this field? So
sounds like a fun field. I'd love to join you. All right, Paul, thanks for calling. That's cool. So, again, real quick, Scott, tell us about it's on the 5th, a week from today, that would be, in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. What do people do if they want to go to this free workshop that you're putting
on? Okay, well, once again, Bill, we have a limited number of seats for both employers and job seekers. I'd like to have equal amounts of both, but give my office a call and we'll try to squeeze you in at 312-944-4000. It will be about an hour, hour and a half. It's not going to be a total example of world to work, but we will go over my 12 commandments of interviewing as well as several of the presentational skills needed, including developing a 30-second elevator pitch.
And it's free.
Correct.
Keyword. All right. Scott Sargis from Strategic Search. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.